It's time for Focus on the Community, a regular program featured on WAKO in which we address and discuss issues affecting the WAKO listening area.
Well, New Year's Eve is rapidly approaching. That means another watermelon drop coming up in Knox County, in downtown Vincennes at the riverfront. John Friends and Rick Lindenberg are with us, two of the original guys that came up with the idea. Before we talk about this year's edition, for those that are uninitiated, how did the watermelon drop get started?
It's pretty interesting, but back in 2008, Rick and I were talking at lunchtime, and we didn't have anything planned for that evening, and we said, well, we'll just go into your house, Rick. It's a party at your house tonight. And
I didn't tell my wife until about 7 p.m. that night, but it all worked out.
We headed over to Rick's, and as we watched on TV the different events going around the United States, the giant ball and Times Square and the big orange in Atlanta and the peach down in Miami, and we're sitting there, why don't we do something like that in Knox County?
We don't know who to blame. We don't remember who said we ought to do something like that around here, but we're going to remember one of these days and figure that out.
We came up that around this area, both here in Lawrence County and Knox County, a lot of watermelons are raised. When we explored, found out over 7,500 acres of watermelons are raised every year in this area, and we said, let's do a watermelon. So we went out, researched it, and started with Miller Welding and Machine. They put together the frame of it, made out of L and rebar, welded together, was covered with cardboard and duct tape together, then sprayed with 2 inches of insulation, and then painted as a watermelon. And it's a giant 12-foot by
18
watermelon, and we started that year with it, and it continued on. This will be the 10th year. We start at 9 o'clock with music. We got a large heated tent. Even though it's cold out, we got a large heated tent. We have music 9 till 12, and then at 12 o'clock is the big melon.
Did you ever think when you started this that it would grow into what it has now?
We had no clue. I mean, we've been on 3 major TV networks. We're streamed live in Japan every year. And, you know, we've been in 120 newspapers nationwide. We had no clue it would grow to be the largest, most known festival in Vincennes and Knox County.
It's truly amazing. You're right. CNN, I recall when they were live there whenever you guys were on, and other news media places around, just because of the unusualness of it.
Exactly. Hit it on the head. And, of course, the melon farmers in our area really love it. The Ileana Watermelon Association supports us every year. We have to raise a lot of funds because it's free, and we're able to put together the money for the band, for the tent, the fireworks, the everything, and whole community helps out.
Organizing it is it year round? Do you have to work on it year round, or do you take a little break and then start again, or what?
Well, this being the 10th year, you know, we always seem to end up in the same category. John got things that he likes to do, and I do other things and stuff. So it's not year round, but we'll start talking about it. And you know, there's probably 30 people on the committee, but we see them regularly, socially and stuff. So maybe not an organized meeting, but we're always working towards it. And in the last 4 months or so, you know, it really kicks in high gear.
So what are you in charge of?
Nothing. John is chairman this year. We switch back and forth.
We share the duties. Yes. There's a lot to do. The main thing is setting up to get a crane. We have to get a crane that goes 100 foot up every year. We have to talk to different companies, try to get them to help us out with a crane. We got to get a crane operator. Over the years, the first year we did it, the melon rises up, goes 75 feet up in the air, and then the countdown to midnight opens a tarp at the bottom, and the melons come down. This year it'll be 18 watermelons, fall 75 feet, and hit the platform. Well, first year we did it, we didn't have a platform. It just hit the ground, and a lot of people couldn't see it, so we built a platform. It's raised up, and the melons come on down 75 feet and just splat all over. It's great, and then starts the fireworks. And it's a great fireworks show.
Now, you mentioned things start at 9 o'clock in the evening?
Correct. 9 till 12, we got a large 30-foot by 120-foot tent, huge heated tent, and we'll have a band playing in there. And Casey James Coatney with the Coatneys will be playing this year, and it'll be enjoyable music. And then we have beverages are available in the tent. We have food trucks will be around, so there's plenty to eat and drink, and it's free.
All free. That's the best part about it. Any new ideas? Anything that comes up that you guys are saying? Well, maybe we can do that. Maybe we.
Well, you know, John and I have talked a lot about a lot of different things to do and stuff. But the line is, John and I have been doing this for 10 years, and we are actively soliciting new blood to take over. You know, there's a time that everything should move on, and I think, frankly, John and I'd like to be someplace warmer come December 31st, 2018.
We all would.
So you guys are going to step down here then, I understand.
That's the plan. We're not going to be chairman. We might be around for support. We certainly... You know, we've got so many of the infrastructure in a box, so to speak. Now it's a project on wheels almost. So we've got tremendous database of who we had working with us in the past and stuff. So it'd be fairly easy for somebody to step in and take over for us.
Now, do a lot of groups get involved with this?
Certainly, we've had the Ileana Watermelon Growers Association, the National Watermelon Promotion Board, locally. Been several groups. I mean, we couldn't thank enough. All the we'd start thanking, we'd forget people. But you know, Miller Construction's been there for years for us. Ellerman Construction, the banks, McCormick Family Foundation. There's just people that that step forward.
Futaba, Wind Energy, McAllister, the Stangles with the propane, Mark Shooter and the fireworks. It just list goes on and on. Every year we mention the people, but we'll forget somebody. We don't mean to.
Yeah, it's really amazing that something so simple has grown into something that that is known worldwide.
Yes,
that just really boggles my mind.
Every year it just grows and grows. The one that's amazing tradition is they have their formal, the high school kids that night, the New Year's Eve formal, and they all come before they go to the formal. They come down to the melon, and we have the melon sitting there on display, lit up and everything. They all have to have their picture, formal picture, taken with the watermelon. And it just come down all afternoon, and it's sitting there, so come on down if they want to see it during the day. People bring their families, get their picture taken and everything. So it's just a lot of fun. The crowd grows and grows. It's just right down on, right off of 1st and Main on, and cross the bridge in Vincennes, and it just crowd just grows each year.
Any sort of estimates of how many people you had there
last year when
the ball's coming down? Any estimates?
Last year is right between 4,000 and 5,000 people.
Yeah,
that is a lot.
The year that we had the nighttime air show, probably in the 12,000 category.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
truly really amazing.
And the other thing was, we always laugh about the bed and breakfast, and the hotels always are full in Vincennes. People that come to town just to do something different for New Year's Eve, and they get a hotel room that night. So it helps out the tourist industry in our area.
Exactly. Tourism has got to be booming during that particular weekend, because you got folks that are coming into town. And of course, it gives Vincennes and the Vincennes-Knox County area notoriety.
Yes, yes.
Thanks for being with us, fellas. We wish you much success with it, and we know that this watermelon drop will continue on, and whether you're there or not, we hope it continues on. We hope it continues on, and thanks for talking with us a little bit about it, and much success, and we look forward to 2018.
Thank you.